Let's talk now about Wimbledon, the tennis tournament that ended yesterday with new men's and women's champions. USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan is in London. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. Novak Djokovic also doing great after winning here, not Rafael Nadal.
That's right, and Djokovic became the world number one and then won Wimbledon all in the same weekend. As he said, a couple of good days at the office. Djokovic is 48-1 this year, Steve. He's having an incredible year. His only loss to Roger Federer in the semifinals at the French Open. He's now won two Grand Slam titles. He's defeated Nadal in five different finals this year. And it really is not any one thing he's doing, Djokovic. It's everything. Court coverage, speed, determination. He wanted Wimbledon so bad, and he got it. It's the first time he ever beat Nadal in a Grand Slam match.
So do you get a sense that Nadal's period of dominance might be coming to an end here?
I think for the time being, and I think the real problem is Nadal thinks so himself, and he said it after the match. Rare honesty from a top athlete. Nadal has lost to Djokovic four times previously this year, and then, of course, yesterday. And Nadal said that he was thinking about that at key moments of the match. He said, the mental part is a bit dangerous for me right now. So I think that Djokovic, who was everywhere on the court yesterday, is also somewhere that Nadal does not want him to be, and that is in Nadal's head.
For some reason, I'm reminded of the old Yogi Berra saying, 50% of the game is 90% mental.
Well, exactly. And although I will say this about Nadal, he's won 10 Grand Slam championships. He's not done. He's 25. Djokovic is 24. And I think it's one of those things where Djokovic is on a great run and deserved to win this. As a kid, he wanted to win Wimbledon. Coming from Serbia during the terrible times in Yugoslavia and what was going on in his country. And Nadal, also the Times of London, Steve, is reporting that it's a stress fracture, a slight little stress fracture in his foot. So potentially, Nadal was not at his best, even though, to his great credit, he did not mention the injury yesterday.
Now, on the women's side, the champion is not named Sharapova and is not named Williams either.
No. In fact, she's named Kvitova. And it's a name that I think we should all get used to pronouncing. Petra Kvitova is the new power in women's tennis.
You notice I left the pronunciation to you, Christine.
Yeah, thanks a lot. But power doesn't go by the name of Williams anymore, Steve. And 6 foot tall, Czech lefty. She made it to the 2010 Wimbledon semifinals, lost to eventual champion Serena Williams, got back to the semis, won, came to the finals, and beat Maria Sharapova. Sharapova won the 2004 Wimbledon title. And basically, Kvitova just out-hit and out-muscled her and basically out-Sharapova'd Sharapova. Interestingly, this is the first Grand Slam winner, men's or women's, to be born in the 1990s.
You said she's a lefty. How does being a lefty affect her play and the way she matches up with other people?
It's so much tougher for righties to return their serve. There's just a spin that a left-hander puts on the ball that is different. Martina Navratilova, another Czech lefty, is the last to win Wimbledon. That was in 1990. So it's just so rare that the right-handers have real trouble with it.
So if somebody is Czech and a lefty and a woman, bet on them.
Yeah, and after the match, when Kvitova met with Martina Navratilova, who couldn't have been happier, she said as she walked away, she cried. So it's one of those things, I think, that's much more meaningful because she's Czech and because Martina is her hero.
USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan is in London. Christine, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
And we've done some quick research. I may have reversed that Yogi Berra quote. Some sources give the quote as 90% of the game is half mental, while others give it as baseball is 90% mental, the other half is physical. We are 90% sure that Yogi Berra said at least 50% of this. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.